This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show, Courtney Wood with Macoupin Economic Development Partnership. She's the marketing specialist. And Sarah LeBou, co-owner of Main Street Florist in Carlinville and the winner of the Small Business Saturday video. And Courtney, we'll start off with you. Our topic of conversation today is Small Business Saturday, and that's going to be November 24th. Explain to us what that means.
Well, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday sits Small Business Saturday, and that's a day dedicated to supporting small businesses and their communities. MEDP held a contest in the month of September that any Macoupin business could submit themselves and then have their customers or Facebook fans vote for them. Whoever won at the end of the month, who had the most votes, would win a video in focus on their business, a Macoupin business story, and it would support Small Business Saturday and promote their store. We had over 20 businesses that submitted from all over north, south, east, and west, and we had over 700 votes, and Sarah LeBou and her co-owner of Main Street Florist were the winner. And so we have produced that video, and it can be seen on our website, MacoupinPartners.com, or on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Macoupin Matters. I believe it's on their website as well. We've kind of hit all our social media outlets to support and promote the Small Business Saturday shopping movement.
Sarah, as a small business owner, what, I guess, one, does the video mean to you as far as promoting your business? And also, as far as the helping of the small business, maybe your thoughts on that.
You know, the video just gives us an opportunity to put ourselves out there and to express how we see shopping local, how important that is to our community, and what part we take in our community, what we're active in, what we do. But shopping local to us really is about making an investment in your community. Those dollars stay here through the infrastructure. Your tax dollars go to pay, you know, our police officers, our firefighters. And then it also helps us create jobs as a small business and just grow our community.
And as a small business, do you find the economic climate at this time moving forward, or how do you think it is at this time presently?
You know, I think every industry is different. I will say in the past 2 years that we've owned Main Street Florist, we've just continued to grow. And I think a big part of that is taking an active role in our community and spreading the word about shopping local.
As far as a small business, would you have any suggestions, say, to other small businesses of how maybe they can help their own business if they're not maybe realizing as much success as they like?
You know, Courtney mentioned social media. That's a big thing that we've done, and we see the business coming in from that, and just taking an active role in your community, being a part of all the different organizations that offer opportunities to put yourself out there and grow your business.
Courtney, why shop Small Business Saturday as far as any other day? Why is it important this particular Saturday, November 24th?
Well, I would say it's always important to shop local every day as much as you possibly can. There are purchases we make every day that, you know, we don't even maybe think about: getting our gas before we leave the county, or buying those little, our groceries for our Thanksgiving meal that we can purchase right here that we don't need to leave town for. But Small Business Saturday is special because it's kind of our way to make a statement that we support our small businesses. We support them, we appreciate them, and we need them. And this is the day that we can give back to them and say, you know, we need you.
As Courtney said, it's important to shop small every day, not just this Saturday. But when you're thinking about it, you know, if you can't find what you need in your hometown, maybe go to the next local level of your county and then your state. Every little bit counts.
Courtney, is there any, shall we say, data that supports the shopping local and helping local businesses? Has there been any studies as far as does it work?
Yes, I have a few stats I'd like to share. Just that small businesses pay 44% of total U.S. private payroll. Small businesses create 65% of the net new jobs created in the 17-year period ending in 2009. And independent retailers that are in communities with a buy local initiative reported revenue growth of 5.6% on average in 2010, compared to 2.1% for those elsewhere. So we know that a shop local effort is making an impact, and our small businesses are making an impact. So it's really important that everyone shop local on Small Business Saturday, November 24th. If you're a small business owner and you need help marketing this day and marketing your business, you can go to mccoupinpartners.com and you'll see our Small Business Saturday toolkit that will help you with marketing material. If you have any questions about how to market your business on that day or about Small Business Saturday, you can always contact me at 618-409-6044. We'll be happy to help you.
Courtney Wood, Sarah LeBoux, like thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.